Bezras Hashem Yisparech, today is an auspicious day in Daf Yomi. Meseches Shabbos Kuf Lamed Ches is the 200th Daf in Shas. We've reached a milestone, Yasher Koach, to everyone who's come this far. A little bit of a statistic to keep ourselves going and to really see the light at the end of this very, very long and beautiful tunnel, with a beautiful tour of all of Bavli. If we keep this up, how many more times? Less than 15 more times. Be'ezer Hashem, we will finish Shas. Something to keep in mind. All we got to do it is do this another 13 or 14 more times. You could do the exact math. And then Be'ezer Hashem will be have zochet to have seen all of Shas together. Okay, let's begin. Perek Tolan. We'll begin Kuf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis at the Mishnah, and then Be'ezer Hashem try to get through this daf. Perek Tolan discusses the halachos of sifting and sorting wine. And let's begin. Rabbi Lezer Amud Tolan is Hamishmeres B'yomtif. A person is allowed to hang the sifter on a barrel on Yom Tov. V'nosin l'tzluya b'Shabbos. And if you have wine that on Shabbos that you want to put through the sifter, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos according to Rabbi Eliezer. We notice that there is a distinction over here between Yom Tov and Shabbos. According to Rabbi Eliezer, on Yom Tov we're allowed to hang it. Take a look at Rashi, and we will see in our Gemara that on Yom Tov we're going to be makel on the shaila of adding to the utensil, possibly boneh. On Shabbos we will be machmir. However, you're allowed to put the wine inside on Shabbos according to the Tanna Kamma, even though there'll be some process of sifting going on. V'chacham omrim, ain't tol nasa mishperes beyond the veinos until you be Shabbos. Chacham disagree on both accounts. Number one, you can't hang it because of the problem of bonet. The Gemara will flesh out. And number two, because of sifting, you're not allowed to pour the wine into an already constructed sifter. Avol nos l'tzliya b'yomtov, but if it's yomtov, you're allowed to do it. The Gemara will flesh out all of these opinions. Analyzes the Gemara three lines into the wine and kuflam zayinu mebeis. Hashta Rabbi Eliezer, o Sufi olarai. That you're not allowed to add to a tent. Everybody holds, this we will learn in the future, as well as we had already seen in Perek Habone. I automatically thought about the future because I never learned it with my Talmidim over the internet in the Daf Yomi because I missed Perek Habone when I was in the States. But we will have it again later on as well. The halacha is that one is not allowed to add to a tent, that is a shaila of bona. Lemi eved lechatchila shari. To do a lechatchila, you would be allowed? Explains the Gemara. In other words, the Gemara is asking, when it comes to tolness of mishmeres, that should be problematic. You can't even add to a temporary tent. Certainly, to create this construct of a sifter should certainly prohibit it. Answers the Gemara, mahi, what's the source? The snan. Kaka chalon. When it comes to the stopper of a window, Rabbi Eliezer, right, Mizman Shekosher V'Talui, poking about that at the time that it is tied and hanging, the halach is that you're allowed to close it. This we had earlier on Kuf Chamif Hey Amabez, that when it's already been designated before Shabbos, and it's already hanging and it's not on the ground, so then you're allowed to use this pekak hachalon. We have a modern example of that here in Israel. For those of you who've been zoche to see in Eretz Yisrael, a treis which you open and close, so that you're allowed to. There's no problem of bone and no other problem of muksa. V'im lav ein polkikim bo. But if it's been on the ground or it's not attached, then it's considered bone. V'chacham morim ben kach u ben kach polkikim bo. And the chacham say, even if it's on the ground, it's not considered bona, even if it's not attached. V'amar Rabbi Baruchan, Rabbi Yochan, hakol modim, she'ein osin ol arayi b'tchil b'yom, t'vein tzarech lom b'shabbos. Everybody agrees that the halacha is that you're not allowed to create an ohel arayah in Yom Tov, and certainly on Shabbos. Lo nechleku. But there was a machlok. The only machlokus is elo lahosif, if you're allowed to add to an ohel arayah. Shev liezer oimer, emoy sifin b'yom tov, v'ein tzarech lomar b'shabbos, v'chacham oimer masif b'shabbos, v'ein tzarech lomar b'yom tov. The Gemara has just heightened its question, and that is that if we had to choose who would be a machmir on Toilines HaMishmeres, we would have chosen Rabbi Eliezer over the Chachamim, because Rabbi Eliezer is makbid on Ein Mosif and B'Yom Tif, but the Chachamim say that there are times that one would be Mosif on Yom Tif. Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer Savala K'Rabbi Yehuda. On this issue, Rabbi Eliezer is following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Desanya, we learned in a Braisa, Tosefta in Megillah, we have a similar Ein Bein in Maseches Megillah on Daf Zayin. Ein Bein Yom Tov l'Shabbos el Ochel Nefesh Bilvat. There's no difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos aside from Ochel Nefesh. In other words, that there's an Issur Melach on Yom Tov just like on Shabbos. The only difference is that on Yom Tov you're allowed to do Melachos for food. Rabbi Yehuda Matar Af Machshirei Ochel Nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda allows even Machshirim, even if it's not the Ochel Nefesh itself. An example would be building a pot to be able to cook in. So we see that there is a heter called Ochel Nefesh. Hence, Rebbe Eliezer holds it's a malacha, and Rebbe Eliezer is more machmir than the Chachamim. However, it's Yom Tov, and since it's Yom Tov, so there he says that when it comes to Ochel Nefesh, Machshir Ochel Nefesh are permissible. So in this case, you're allowed to do the malacha on Machshir Ochel Nefesh. Asks the Gemara, Eimer, the Shamin and Leila Rebbe Yehuda Machshirin. Sheev Shalasos and Merev Yom Tov. Rebbe Yehuda, who was Mekla Machshirim, which we're saying Rebbe Eliezer is following the opinion of Rebbe Yehuda, who allows Machshirim on Yom Tov, only said this in regards to those Machshirim that could not have been done on Erev Yom Tov. Machshirim, Sheev Shalasos and Be'erev Yom Tov. Both a pot, the example that we had given, as well as a sifter that could have been done on Erev Yom Tov. Mi Shamisle de Rebbe Eliezer, Adifa mi de Rebbe Yehuda. Answers the Gemara, no. Rebbe Eliezer is even more mekil than Rebbe Yehuda b'machshirim. Even if it was efshar l'asos ha'merev Yom Tov, he would also allow it. So your question was, misha mislei? The answer is, to Rebbe Eliezer, adifa mi Rebbe Yehuda. Okay, this concludes the pshat of the Gemara, b'shitas Rebbe Eliezer. We learned in our Mishnah, the Chacham had said, ein toilin es ha'mishmeres b'yom tov ve'ein nosan l'tolosa. Shabbos. Analyze the Gemara two lines from the bottom. Kuflam Zayin of Bezi Boilu. Tala Mai. Clearly, according to the Rabbanan, hanging the sifter is going to be prohibited. What is the prohibition? Asks the Gemara. Iboilu Tala Mai. If he did hang, according to the Rabbanan, he hanged it. Would it be Asur? Yes, that we already know from the Mishnah. But what type of Isur is it? Amar Rav Yosef. Tala chayiv chatos. He be chayiv chatos. In Isur Doraisa. Amalei Abaye. Abaye asked him, Elamiata tala kuvza besichta. If someone hung a small utensil on a peg, hachinami dimechayiv, that's all it is. You're hanging a sifter on a barrel. And for that, that's an Isur Doraisa, your chayiv chatos? Question mark. Ela amar Abaye. Rather, Abaye says on top of kufla mechesam aleph, midrabonani. It's going to be in Issa D'Rabbanan, Shelo Yase Kederech Shu Osa B'Cholda. You shouldn't do it the way construct a barrel, even if it's not in Issa D'Raisa, the way it's done during the week. Mankit Abaye Chomre Masnisa Vitani. Rashi explains that the word mankit means to be malake, to gather together. Abaye gathered together the different brises, and he summarized the following. Hagud, v'hamishameres, kila, v'kisagalin, lo yase. That a person should not make a barrel that was made out of hides that was used to store wine. It was put on top of pegs to allow water to cool underneath it. Mishameres, we know, is the sifter that we described in our Mishnah. Kila is a type of canopy that appeared over a bed. V'kisei galin is a type of chair that could be assembled and taken apart and then reassembled again. Lo yasa, they should not be done. Vim asa, they should not be made on Shabbos. Vim asa, but if he makes it on Shabbos, potter aval aser. It's only going to be an iser derabbanan and not an iser daraisa. All a kerva, a tent that is made to be there forever, lo yasa, you shouldn't do. Vim asa chayiv chatas. And if you do it, you're going to be chayiv a karvan chatas. Aval, mita, kiset, traskel, v'asla, mutl and tosan lechatchila. But a bed, Rashi explains that we're talking about a particular type of bed that would be raised back and stood on its side, and when one wants to sleep, one would put it back on the ground and thereby be causing an ol underneath. V'kise trasko, and a seat that's made out of leather that when you want to sit on it, you would move the four legs like a folding chair. Va'asla is a type of trasko, but rather it was different in the sense that it had a piece of leather with a hole in the middle where a person would use it to go to the bathroom. Motel and tosan lechatchila, all of these things one is allowed to put its legs down on Shabbos because that is the normal Derech Tashmisho, it's the normal way for it to be used. In our Mishnah, we had also learned that you're not allowed, Ein Noslin Tluya B'Shabbos, you're not allowed to put wine into the Tluya, even on Shabbos itself, according to Chachamim. Asks the Gemara, Ibiu Boilu, Shimer Mai. If you put Shmarim, sediment, into the sifter, what would the halacha be? Amar of Kahana, Shimer Chayim Chatas, if you put the sediment in, to the friendship between the sediment and liquid, it's a Chayim Chatas. Maskev Lar of Sheisha, Sarveish just asked the following question. Mi Igid Midi, Drabonon Mechayim Chatas, Rebbe Eliezer Shari Lechatchila? Does such a thing exist that the Rabbanon say that you're Chayim Chatas and Rebbe Eliezer says that it's Mutter Lechatchila? Look at these extremes over here. That we have the Rabbanon, according to Rav Kahana, saying it's also it's a Chiyuv Chatas, and we have Rabbi Eliezer saying that's entirely permissible. Maskev la Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asked the following question. Alama, lo, why not? Why should it be? Is it so difficult that they'd be arguing on what we would call Svaros Rachokos? That exists in other places. Hare ir shells off when it comes to the golden city of Yerushalayim, to Rabbi Meir Mechayiv Chatas, Rabbi Lezer Shari Lechatchila. That Rabbi Meir says that you're Chayiv Chatas for wearing out, Rabbi Lezer says it's permissible. Desanya, as we learned earlier, on Nuntes Amud Beis, Loisaitse Isha Beir shells off. Im Yotza Chayiv Chatas, to Rabbi Meir Chachamim, I'm Loisaitse Im Yotza Ptura. That the halacha is, according to Chachamim, it's Pater of Elasar. Okay, now here is the third Shita. Rebbe Eliezer, I'm a Yoitzi, should be your Shachatas Lechatchila. She's allowed to go on Lechatchila. So we see that there, Svaris Rechokos. I'm allowed by Misarit, Rebbe Eliezer, Adramekari, to Amr Chayv Chatas Adrabonankai. Our question is, according to Rabbanan, in this machlokis, when it comes to the Ir Shel Zav, Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Meir didn't talk to each other. Rather, what happened was that there was a response to the Chachamim that said, Pater Aval Aser. V'amelu, Iu Mutter Lechatchila. The Rabbanon responded to Rebbe Meir, who said that you're Chayiv Chatas. And they said, it's Pater Aval Aser. And Rebbe Eliezer responded to the Rabbanon. So hence, we come back to the question. And that is, Rav Sheshes' rejection of Rav Kahana to say that there would be a machlokis of extremes of one man the Amar holding Shimur Chayiv Chatas, the Rabbanan, while Rabbi Eliezer saying that it's entirely permissible. So that is rejected. Says the Gemara, assuming that there is an Isser of Shimur, according to Rav Kahana, Mishumai Masrinabe, what exactly would the Hasra be? What exactly is the Yisr? Rab Omer Mishum Boirer, Rebbe Zeira Omer mishum merakid. Rabba says it falls into the category of selecting, while Rabbi Zeira holds it falls into the category of merakid, and we will explain the machlokas. Amar Rabba kava cdd mistabra. The logic follows my opinion. Just like when it comes to borer, you take the food and the psoles is left over. In other words, after they select the psoles from the ochel is taken, the psoles is left. So too here, when it's poured through the sifter, what's taken later is the food, and the psoles is left. It's logical, like what I had suggested. Now we should explain what merakeid is. Merakeid, which is one of the avos melachos in the Mishkan, as described on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, even though it has the same result as borer. In fact, the Gemara on the bottom of Ayin Dalet on the base uses the expression Hainu Zora, Hainu Borer, Hainu Merake, excuse me, on Ayin Gimel on the base, that they're really fundamentally the same things because they're all about sifting the good from the bad. Nevertheless, structurally, Merakeid is a different Malacha. Merakeid is when you use a sifter to sift, and what is left on the top of the sifter is the psoles. So, in contrast to borer, where there generally was a utensil that was used when it came to merakeid, in contrast to borer, so there it was the selecting of pebbles from the wood and the wheat, and usually there was no utensil used. So now Rabbi Zeira opines that over here, when it comes to the case of sifting out the sediment from the wine, part of it resembles merakeid. Amar Rabbi Zeira kavasei di mistabra. Ma darko she merakeid psoles mamala v'eichel mamata. Just like when it comes to merakeid, where a utensil was used which shook the wheat, let's say, and the chaff remained above and the wheat went through. So too, afachinami, so too when it comes to the sediment of the wine. Psoles milmala, the psoles stays above, va'ochel milmata, and the ochel goes to the bottom. The Gemara continues, Tani Rabbi Yecheskel, Tani Rami bar Yecheskel, Rami the son of Yecheskel taught, talis kefula lo yase. It's also midrabanan to spread out a talis on top of four poles in order to be able to sleep under it. V'masa potter avalasar. And if you do it, it's an isur midraban. Hayakara chalea chut o meshicha. If there was put on it when it was still daytime, chut, a string, o meshicha, or some type of twine, mutter lintosa, because then if it was put there already with the intention to adjust, then that's not considered building on Shabbos, making the OL on Shabbos. The Gemara continues, "Bai minei Rav Kahana mirav kila mahu." When it comes to the canopy that were normally posted on top of beds, what would the halacha be in regards to putting it on top? Amalei, he said to him, "Af mita asura." Even to put on top of a bed is going to be asur. Asks the Gemara, mita mahu, are all mitos going to be asur? Amalei, af kila muteres. Even a kila, Rav said, is going to be mutter. Right now, these statements of the Gemara don't seem clear, almost contradictory, and ultimately the Gemara will explain. Kilo mita mahu. So, it was asked of Rav, what would the halacha be of both a kila and a bed? Amalei, kila asura muta muteris. He said, a kila is asur and a mita is permissible. He seemed to have contradicted himself. On the one hand, he seemed to say, at times that a mita was aser, at times that a kila was aser. How could Rav contradict his words? Velot kasha. Hadikam Rav mita usura. This that he said that even a bed was aser. Kidikar manoi. There he was talking about the beds of karmanoi that used to be made out of different parts that you would put back and forth together. You would screw them in and out. Rashi in Dibar Maschel Yaso all the way above says that that is aser midrabbanon shlo yitaka bechayzek, and therefore the bed is aser. Hadikar mele afkila muteris. When did he say the canami is mutter? Kidrami bar yicheskel, as in the case of Rami by Yecheskel that we learned above, where there was already a string put on it before Shabbos, though there, as we learned, Rami by Yecheskel taught us above, then in such a case it's considered as if it was already in the process of being built. Kila Asuro Mitu Muteres, when we talk about the canopy being also in the bed, Mutter, there we're talking about Kididon, like our type of beds, and therefore it's not considered as if you're building a bed. Rather, we're talking about a bed that was sometimes turned on its leg to save space, but brought down. That halacha would be permissible. However, the kila, putting the canopy on top, if there was no chut or meshicha beforehand, would be problematic. Amar Rav Yosef Chazina led the kila devei Rav Huna. I saw the canopy in the house of Rav Huna, the Meurta Nigido Umitzafra Chavita Ramya, that at the nighttime it was spread on top, and the morning it was taken down, which seems to indicate that the kila would be mutter. Amar Rav Mishum Rav Chia, Vilon, that's how we use even today in Israel the expression of a curtain. Rashi says it's Mosach Shneged HaPesach, a curtain in front of a doorway. Mutl and Tosa Mutl Farko. You're allowed to move it aside and move it back and take it apart. Rashi explains, because the Isser of Oel is only going to be where there's a roof. Vamer Shmuel Mishum Rebbe Chia, and Shmuel told name Rebbe Chia, Kilas Chasanim, when it comes to the canopy of Chasanim, Mutl and Tosa Mutl Farko, you're allowed to put it up and you're allowed to take it down. Rashi explains it's not like every other canopy, because when it comes to most canopies, they're on top of four posts, and the Kilas Chasanim was only on top of two posts, reminiscent of the Mishnah in Sukkah that differentiates between different canopies, naklite amita, and so on. So here, that is the way Rashi explains kilas chasanim. Amar Rav Shishi Brei Dravidi lo amar in elish ein begagot tefach. This that we allowed, that the kilas chasanim that is on two posts, and therefore it is on a full angle, and there is no real roof that is entirely horizontal, is only if the roof is even less than a tefach of horizontal space. Avo yesh begaga tefach, but if there is on the roof of the tefach asura, then it's going to be prohibited. Ask the Gemara, v'chiein begaga tefach, nami lo amaren, elosh b'she'ein, and or qualifies the Gemara, v'chiein begaga tefach, nami lo amaren, elosh ein b'pachos, mishlosha samuch legag tefach. V'chiein begaga tefach, nami lo amaren, and also if the roof is not a tefach, That will only apply elishayim b'pachos mishlosha samuch legago tefach. That there is a distance of when the tent falls down of three tefachim, when it falls down in a manner that is so sharp that there isn't a space of a tefach within the horizontal measurement of three tefachim as it proceeds downwards. Avol yesh bepachos mishlosha samuch legaga tefach. However, if three tefachim from the top, there is already a distance of a tefach. In other words, it begins to spread out to the point that within three tefachim from the top, there's a width of a tefach, then asur, then it will be prohibited. V'lo amaron, and we only say that it's not considered a gag, el she'em b'shipua tefach, that it does not have a slope of a tefach. In other words, when it falls down to the ground, it's not a tefach distance from its source on top. But if it slopes away a tefach, so then in such a case, shipue olim kolim dami, then we consider it as if it is an ol proper. V'lo amaron, and we said also that if it's a tefach or less, then it's not considered an ol, el delo nachas mipur ya tefach, that it does not go down from the bed, below the bed, a tefach. Avol nachas mipur ya tefach, however, if it goes beyond the bed, below the bed, asur, then in such a case, it's prohibited to move, because it's now considered an ohel of the bed. V'am Rosheish b'ed Ravidi, and Rosheish said, the son of Ravidi said, Hai siyonoi shari, this hat, which is called platritz bilaz, it's a hat of felt or wool, the halacha is shari, that it's permissible to wear them. We'll see in a moment what the issue would be. Va'itmar sinoy aser, but we learned it was aser, lokash adis be'et tefach, hadales bo tefach. Gemara answers, it depends on whether the brim is a tefach wide or not. If it's already a tefach wide, so then in such a case, there's a problem by putting up your head of making an oel, which was consistent of what we had said above. Many of the poskim raise that for that reason, there are issues about wearing a hat on Shabbos. And that is, if the hat's brim is wider than a tefach, then it could very well be a significant shaila. Ask the Gemara Elameata, Sharviv biglima tefach, hachinami dechayiv. When it comes to someone who puts a talus on his head, the size, the distance of a tefach, so then in such a case, if it's more than a tefach sloped over his head, in other words, it spreads over his head, beyond his head, a tefach, so then that should be a problem. Says Gemara lo kasha, hodim mihadik, hodim lo mihadik. There's a difference between the two. When it comes to the hat, Rashi and Ervin describes on Kuf Beis Amabez. Here Rashi doesn't spell it out, but on Kuf Beis Amabez he says there the hat had a string that was attached to it. And there it's not likely to fall off and you come to carry it. Hadelo Mahadik. However, if it wasn't attached to the hat with a string, then in such a case we're afraid it's going to fall off and you'll come to carry. When it comes to the talus, we're also not afraid that you're going to carry it, because when the talus is wrapped around him, so then in such a case we're not afraid it's going to fall off. Shalach le Rami bar Yecheskel Rav Hun, Ema lon easy, Hanich mili ma'al yisa. Please say over, my dear friend, something nice. Darmet lo mishmei de Rav, that Rav had said. It was common, Rashi explains, for Rav Huna to teach two halachos a week from Rav and Ilcha Shabbos, and then one idea of Torah in general. Shalach le hadisanya. He sent him this halacha. Good bikisna. Mutter litosa b'Shabbos. If one has a leather barrel that travelers used to use that is sitting on a hook, you're allowed to move it on Shabbos. Amar Rav lo shanu. Rav said this only applies ela b'shtei bnei adam. Aval b'dam echad asur. When they would move it with two people and tie it from the string that was around the leather barrel, the leather pouch, so then if they did with two people, it wouldn't be too tight and wouldn't be considered a anything similar to a malacha. Presumably, the issue over here is going to be bone. However, if it's with one person, then it'll be aser. Amar Abaye v'kila, afilu biyud b'nei adam aser. Abaye said that the canopy that we said earlier that's aser is because even with 10 people, yafshad lo mitcha porta. It's impossible, even if you're going to have 10 people, they're not going to tighten a little bit, and even tightening a little bit, then in such a case, would already be the iser of bone when it comes to oel. Idach bahi, what was the other teaching? Halacha de sanya, a different halacha. Kirish nishmita achas miyarko. So if there's a stove that one of its legs fell out, mutter letautala. So then, in such a case, it's permissible to move the stove, and we're not going to afraid you're going to come to fix the other leg. Shtayim asur, but since it's very hard for a square to stand on a box, to stare on two legs, three, it's possible. Two, it's hard. You can't be metalta lex. You come to fix it. Rav Amar Afilu Echad Nami Oser. Rav said even one is going to be Oser. Gzeira Shem Yiska. We're afraid you're going to come to screw in. Now, this is a very important rule. Shema Yiska, Rashi here explains, this is the reason for Shema Yitakea, this is the reason for many halachos to this day, that we don't allow the screwing in on Shabbos or anything that will bring to screwing. Rashi says if you use the process of screwing, it's considered boina. Taira, what was the Taira that Rav taught? Amar Rav, Asidu Taira Shetishkach Mi Yisrael, eventually totally forgotten from Am Yisrael, Shneemar, as the pasuk says, "V'hiflo Hashem es makoyischa," that Hakadosh Baruch Hu will increase your punishments. Haflo zu eni yodei mahu. I don't know what that is. Kishuar melachein hini Yosef lafias am hazeh haflo v'fel. The pasuk Yeshayahu says that I will add to this people haflo v'fel of the chachmas. Chachamav uvinas nevayin of tistator, and the wise people will become unwise. Haviyomer hafla zu teira. The hafla means teira. So v'hifla Hashem es makoyscha means that the Torah will be affected. The Gemara continues with this mysterious tragedy. Tan Rabban kishinichmasu Rabbeinu Keren Biavna. When the Rabbanan gathered in Keren Biavna, which was one of the places that Rabbanim went into Golas towards the second Beit HaMikdash, destruction of the second Beit HaMikdash. Amru, I see the Torah Shetishkach Yisrael, the Torah in the future will be lost from Klal Yisrael. Shnemer, Hine Yom Ba'em Nuhum Hashem, V'yishlachti Rav Ba'aretz, the Pasuk in Amos, Lo Rav, Lo Lechem, Lo Tzama, Lo Mayim, people won't be thirsty for bread, hungry for bread or thirsty for water, Kiyom Lishma Estivrei Hashem. Uksiv, and the Pasuk also says, V'no Mayim Ad Yam, U'mitzaf V'az Mizrach, you shaita to levakesh es divar Hashem v'lo yimtzo. They will look for the divar Hashem and they won't find it. Divar Hashem zu alacha. What does divar Hashem mean? Divar Hashem refers to alacha. Divar Hashem zu aketz, that they also won't know when the ketz is. Divar Hashem zu nevua, that there won't be nevua. The Gemara continues to elaborate on this. Umay yishaita to levakesh es divar Hashem. What does the pasuk mean that they will be shotate to find the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Literally, l'shtot means to wander. Umay yishtot to levakesh es divar Hashem. Amru asid isha shetitol kikol shel truma. A woman in the future will take a loaf of truma. V'tachzer bebatik nisiyas abatis midrashes. And she will go into the synagogues and the study halls, leida im tmeya ivim ta'irahi. And she will ask, is this pure or is this tame? Veim avin, and we'll know im ta'irahi tmeyahi. Now the Gemara asks a fascinating question on this explanation. The Gemara says, even if Torah be mishtakach be Yisrael, that can't be example of that. That's a pasuk. A pasuk that everybody knows and everybody will know when Torah is nashkach mi Yisrael. Behed yiksiv be b'chol ochal asher yochel, that any food that you will eat, the pasuk says, asher yavo alav mayim yitma, only if there's water that will come on it, will it become tameh.
Ella, rather, what does it bring out? Leida im rishonahi v'im shniyahi. She won't be sure if it has a din of a rishon l'tuma or it has a din of a sheni l'tuma. Asks the Gemara, I still don't understand. V'ein maven. I still don't understand. Hanami masnisini, that's also a Mishnah. Kidisnan, as we learned in Maseches Kelim Periches Mishnah Hey, Hasheret Shenimtza B'Tanur, if you have a Sheret that's in a Tamur, HaPasha B'Socha, which was the case that we were talking about, that the woman didn't know that she had made a loaf, which was Truma. The pas that's in bread inside of the earthen oven becomes a sheni, shatanur tchilaso, because a tanur is a rishon toma. So that too doesn't mean mishtakach tor Yisrael. So the Gemara says, no, what does it mean it'll be mishtakach? Mistafka lohu, hod amr le revu adabarava le rava. There'll be mesupik on what, that which Rav Adabarava had said to Rava. Lechazia hai tanura kiman demale tuma. That you could look at a kli cheres as if it has a sheraton size, if it's full of tuma. Vil tihave pass rishona, and that should be able to turn the pass into a rishon lutoma. The reason for looking at the tanur as if it's entirely full, Rashi explains in Kaman Demali, kishenafa asheretz bavira da'lo b'ni gia mitame, because when it comes to an oven's mitame of cheres, particularly is mitame even without negia. V'elcha Kaman Demali tuma. So then it's considered as if the whole area is full up with tuma, and as if it came in direct contact with the bread. We don't look at that way. The sanya, as we learned in the braisa, I would think that all utensils should be mitame ba'avir kli cheres, that if a utensil comes into the airspace of a kli cheres that has some of its tame, if you have food that comes into the airspace, that will become tame on an earthen with from an earthenware vessel. But when it comes to utensils, they will not become tame. So there was this big discussion about what exactly Nishkach Torah Miyisrael means. And it's a discussion of whether we say that the kikar that was in the oven that is made of cheres will be metame. Now, ultimately, Rav Shimon bar Yochai has a sharp rebuttal of our Gemara. Tanya Rashbi Oimer, Chas v'shom shetishkach Torah Yisrael, Chas v'chalil Torah will be forgotten. It's a pasuk in Devarim. Ki lo sishkach mipi zareo, it will never be forgotten. That they'll wander to search for the ways of Hashem. They won't see a clear halacha, and that will be nishtakach b'Yisrael. But Torah learning will always be continued, and therefore it's our responsibility to do our best to make sure that the halacha always remains clear. I guess this is a reason to continue to the halacha from the daily taf, even though it's already quite close to midnight. But how could we not, after having a long and not easy daf, particularly about the halacha, so gzeir Hashem Yisaka, to maybe Be'ezer Hashem, Fakash Baruch Hu gives us the koach and havana to be masik shmein tzalibu de hilchasa, to go to the halacha from the daily daf. Bezras Hashem Yisparech, the halacha topic from Daf Kuf Lamed Ches in Masechet Shabbos. It was not an easy daf that deals with the halachas of Oel in Shabbos, and the halachas of Oel are really quite intricate. In fact, if you check on YU Torah, you will see that from our shiur in the Grus Kolel, we spent a couple of Mishneh Berurah shiurim discussing the halachas, and in fact, the issue that we're going to mention, Be'ezer Hashem, tonight, we discuss in much more detail then, but let us give, for those who are on their daf commute, let us give one basic idea that emerges from the halachos. The Gemara had told us that the halacha is, on the bottom of Kuf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, that if one has a bed that
is standing on its side, then even if one puts it, straightens it out, there is no problem of making an ohel on Shabbos. In such a case, that is not an ohel. Rashi says that the reason is because eina osa klum. He's just straightening it out. Now, the Magen Avraham gives us a very important category in Simen Shin Tes Vav Sif Katan Ches that will be important for us, halacha lemaisa. And the Magen Avraham says that from Rashi is mashma, that any time the Ohel is already made, and you don't need to create the Ohel, it's in existence already, since it's already attached, then even if the actual entity is not serving as an ohel, like in the case of the bed, technically the bot under the bed is an ohel. However, since the structure already exists, it will be permissible. There is a dramatic machlokus, which we've discussed in detail in other instances, between the Noda Behuda and the Chassam Sofer and others, the Chazon Ish, has long arichos as well, and Simen Nun Beis Sifkat Vav. I give the Marap Malkum of the Chazon Ish, because that's how we'll be running, according to the approach of Chazon Ish. That's how my Rabbeim learned as well. That's what I heard, if I'm not mistaken, from Rav Neman Sal Shlita. Whether opening an umbrella on Shabbos would constitute an Isur de Araisa, or is it only Asur because of Uvda and Dechol? Most poskim seem to come out that it doesn't constitute an Isur de Araisa of creating an OL against the Noda Behuda, because at the end of the day, the OL is basically in existence. It's just that you need to thrust it up for it to be made, but it's already in existence, and for that reason, the halacha is that it does not qualify as an Isur D'Oraisa of Asiyas Ohel. The only reason it's also when it comes to a umbrella is an Isur D'Rabbanan of Uvda D'Chol. Based on this, the Chazon Ish says that for the same reason, there is no problem to open and close a carriage. And this is where we get really halacha lemaisa, opening and closing the roof of a carriage. You know, the stroller that that folds and opens. Why is that not a problem of Asiyas HaOel? Well, if we go with the Magen Avraham's approach, based on the Rashi and Kuflam and Chesam and Aleph, everything starts in the Gemara itself, based on what Rashi had said. So then what emerges is that the Isser is only when you're actually constructing the OL. Over here, it was already in existence. For that reason, the halacha is that it will be acceptable. Hence, what emerges from the lashon of Rashi di Ramaskal Avomita, de lo midi ovid el yisuva ba'alma, something that is derech tashmisho, it's normally moved that way. So then, in such a case, also, he lo midi ovid, the Chazon Ish extends that to this case as well, and it's considered yisuvi ba'alma. The Sefer Archos Shabbos, we raised that not everybody would necessarily agree with this. However, the Archos Shabbos in Perek Tes Ha'ara Mem Dalid from Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal goes so far as to say that not only is it not necessary to have part of the OL open if it's something that opens and closes, the same would apply even if you want to add a plastic cover on to the roof. In other words, if you have a stroller that has an open and closed roof, a collapsible roof, then even though the halacha normally is that if you're going to add something to the roof, you need to have the roof that's a tefach. We're going to see that later on in the Gemara. Nevertheless, over here, since halachically it's already considered as if it's open, because it's derech tashmisho, then even if it wasn't even open on tefach, on Shabbos, you would be allowed to, even if it's raining, and you're going out with the kids in the kosher Erev, even if the carriage wasn't open at all, you'd be allowed to add the plastic cover. This is the conventional psak in the Sefer Archos Shabbos, in the name of Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal, something similar in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. And for more details, you could check more elaborate shiurim and kisvei Torah on the topic of Ohel
on Shabbos. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the halacha topic from Daf Kuf Lamed Ches, our 200th halacha topic in Shas.